Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. On the death of Queen Elizabeth, Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta is remembering the warm personal friendship she had with the late Māori Queen Te Aka. The monarch died peacefully at Balmoral in Scotland on Thursday afternoon, aged 96, 2 days after undertaking her final public constitutional duty with the appointment of the 15th Prime Minister of her 70-year reign. Ms. Mahuta says she was of the same generation as her aunt, and the two women found they had a lot in common.
They came into their roles as monarchs at a young age. They both had their children during the term of their leadership. Te Ata met the Queen a number of times, both in the UK and here in New Zealand. They shared a very warm friendship.
Nanaia Mahuta says Queen Elizabeth exemplified strong democratic principles and the rule of law. Māori Party co-leader Rāwiri Waititi says Queen Elizabeth has been an anchor in a rapidly changing world. Mr. Waititi says questions on the role of the monarchy can wait while the world shares in acknowledging her legacy and supporting her whānau and mokopuna in their grief.
We acknowledge, you know, the long service, but it's now time for her to rest and for many to pay tribute to a long life of service. We can put all of our own things aside because those are not going away. I personally want to pay tribute, but also to farewell.
Te Tau Ihu tribes will lift the rāhui placed on the northern coastline of the South Island. In Marlborough, this will take effect on Sunday and in Nelson, Tasman on Tuesday. The rāhui against collecting kaimoana, or swimming, was implemented on August 20 by the Iwi Emergency Management Rōpū, which works as part of the Emergency Operations Centre in response to heavy rains across the region. Spokesperson Barney Thomas says that caused numerous sewage overflows and runoff into the ocean and rivers. People are still being warned not to collect recreational wild shellfish until 28 days after the last significant rainfall, which means before September 16 in Marlborough and Tasman and September 25 in the Nelson area. Silver Ferns coach Dame Nolene Taurua says Kotahitanga is the team's greatest asset heading into this month's Tiny Jameson Trophy against Jamaica. Dame Taurua has named her squad ahead of the matchup, with Amelia Rain Ekenasio taking the captaincy despite not playing for 18 months after welcoming her second pepi last year. She says netball is a team effort and victory hinges on individuals coming together as a collective.
If anything, we love each other too much and we haven't got that ruthless side, but I think that's something that makes this team special, and the wairua and everything about it is true, it's pono, authentic, and that's how we roll.
Dame Nolene Taurua. And that's your Wātea News.